What's going down, everybody? It is the one and only Kadesh. I am touching down on Anchor with the Plug Radio LA. You already know what it is. Real people, real story. We about to take it to a whole nother motherfucking level in this mug. Hey, y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tight because everything gonna be all right. I got some drama coming y'all way for this morning. So y'all check me out in the morning. The Plug Radio LA. We going all the way up. It's Kadesh and the whole team. The way you've never heard us before. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. And we're sliding back. You guys already know what it is. It's the Plug Radio LA. You guys know that's my joint by Troop. I can't wait to get to school each day. Yeah, you already know what that is. That was that song that you always had to make sure you played all extra loud. And since you didn't have those loudspeakers, what you was do is you would just go ahead and just roll down your windows and turn it up as loud as you can with the stock speakers. But it still sounded good because he was going to hit that high note real good. Yeah, that's why I played that joint. Make you go back, way back, back in the time. You already know. So you guys, like I was saying, I want you guys, if you could, tonight, if you're still awake or if you're listening to this later, this is only a test run, but to kind of get your noodle going here. If you could, think of one word that describes you and meditate on that word almost until you become that word by the end of the week. I challenge you to live what you talk about. Hey, this is your host, Kadesh, again. You know me. I got to drop these dimes on you and get out of there like, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep it smooth. You got to keep it chocolate at all times. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just playing. But you guys stay tuned into the Plug Radio LA where you get plugged and you stay connected. And I'm going to talk to you guys soon. Love you. Hey, hey, what is going down? It's your boy Kadesh, and I'm stepping through this thing again on the Plug Radio LA, giving this thing another test run, trying to get more familiar with Anchor here. I'm seeing that there's a lot of capability, so shout out to the guys on Anchor and giving us this opportunity to use this as a platform here. You guys make sure that you are staying tuned into what's going on social media. This is the Plug Radio LA on Facebook, Instagram. You already know how it's going down. You can also find me on Instagram at officially Kadesh on Instagram. Make sure that you go like, comment, and we have some things that's getting ready to take place this year as far as competitions. You could possibly win some money. What? You know, you need that money to get some nails done, get a dress, get a little something to go out and look jazzy and fly in. You know how it is. But hey, it's the Plug Radio LA. You guys stay tight. We're just still running these tests. You know what I'm saying? So fill us out as we fill you out. We're going to be definitely hitting you guys real tough with some of these independent artists in which we promote and support to the fullest. And we definitely support the love that goes into creating you guys' songs and you guys' craft. And I definitely admire where you've come. And if nobody told you, a nigga believe in your ass. You already know how I get down. Oh, Kadesh, you know what I'm saying? So you guys stay tuned. You know, I'm about to play some jams here, you know, some oldies, some new stuff, some of this, some of that, you know, just sit back and relax and see what I got for you, you know. I got a little something, something. I got a little list for you. So, hey, you already know where you get to hear real people, real stories. I'm going to be hitting you guys up with some topics here in a little bit. We're going to have some real sit-down time, so to speak. So you guys make sure you tune back in because I will be back to talk to you. We gotta have this conversation. There's some serious stuff going on in the world that we have to talk about. So I'll see y'all soon. In the meantime, y'all check this out. Hey, the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected, baby. Oh yeah.
Plug Radio LA, what's up? Positive Gaming, I just want to say thank you for that favor. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a blessed weekend and a blessed night, and hopefully we could do a podcast in the future soon, if you're up for it. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your night, and yeah, peace.
So you guys, it's been real, and you guys know that I love you, and you know, I'll be back tomorrow morning, though. You know, never know, I might stop back in tonight, you know. We got to keep this train rocking and rolling. So I want to go ahead and make sure y'all left in some good hands. So we got Sir AKA Edisodes coming at you here next on the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and stay connected. Hey, thank you guys so much for all the love throughout the day and helping us with this test. So we're just going to keep this thing going, rock until the wheels fall off. Y'all stay blessed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yo, Anger, what's good? It's your boy, Sir, AKA Edisodes, and you're now rocking with the Plug Radio LA. Okay, and in this segment, we're going to be talking about fashion. So all you threadheads out there, listen up. All right, stay tuned. We're coming up right after this. Go. Yo, we back. It's your boy, Sir, AKA Edisodes. And I want to talk to my threadheads out there. Yo, so anybody out there talking fashion, looking to get into fashion, talk to me. How'd you first get into it? You know what I mean? I know me personally, I've always been into fashion, you know what I mean? My mother, she had grew me up looking at like magazines and stuff like this. You know what I mean? Fashion magazines, Esquire and all this. Like, she had me looking at all types of magazines. Vogue, GQ Men. She was like, you need to dress like this. Me being a skateboarder at the time, I was like, man, I don't want to, you know what I mean? But I'm glad she did, because over the years, it must have sunk in. It must have like seeped into my body or something like this, you know what I mean? Because over time, I started recognizing my fashion game would get way better. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then funny thing about it, right? Turn around, I go to Japan, and that's one of like the fashion capitals of the freaking world. They take a different approach and a different dynamic on how they look at fashion, you know what I mean? Fashion to them is like life, you feel me? It's a living thing. Mm-hmm. I feel as though as Americans, we look at it as what? Like, I don't know, just something to put on and look good, you know what I mean? But them is actually part of who you are, like part of your body, part of like how you live. And I know we say that here, but if you ever been over there and experienced that, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. The ones that hasn't never been on a plane, we're not talking to you, man. Get out of here. Now y'all cool. Y'all just sit in the nosebleeds for now, you know what I mean? Just sit over there, just chill. You know what I mean? But for the ones who's like been over there and know what the heck is going on, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, so I came back, and that's when I wanted to start my own fashion line. You know what I mean? So how did I get into it? I started off with hats and t-shirts and stuff like this. Literally, hats and t-shirts. And I said, okay, the reason why I got into it, because I came back here to America and I didn't see anything that I liked. Anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this for me. At first, that's how I started, you know? And I told people, oh, I'm doing this a little bit, you know, doing that a little bit. And they was interested. And so they start making requests and stuff. So I was like, damn, okay, cool. So I batched everything out. But my downfall was this. I didn't have anybody to really market. I didn't know the marketing game. I didn't have no customers or anything like this. And I was like, yo, what's going on? You know what I mean? I made the product. I ain't got no people. And I failed to realize, well, you got to market. You got to put yourself out there. You got to get on the map. You know what I mean? These big timers, you know, did a little different. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's when I like slowed down everything. And I said, okay, I'm gonna make certain products and stuff like that. Turned around, I fell in love with jackets. I made a couple jackets and I fell in love with that. You know what I mean? So what is your favorite product to make? Let me ask you guys that. So you've been in the fashion thing for a minute. Mm-hmm. You've been rocking out. What is your favorite piece to make? You know what I mean? Is it hats? Is it t-shirts? Is it jackets? Is it jeans? You know what I mean? Do you make your own shoes? Are you aspiring to do something like that? You know what I mean? Come on, talk to me, y'all, up out there. This is a Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged in, you stay connected. Yo, we're going to take a little 5-second break, all right? I'm going to hit y'all with some music right now, and stay tuned, stay locked in. It's your boy, Sir, AKA Edisodes, and you listen to the Plug Radio LA. Yo, this your boy, Sir. We back with the Plug Radio LA for you threadheads. Check it out. What brand got you guys into fashion in the first place? Was it Billionaire Boys Club? Was it Supreme? Was it Polo? What was it? You know what I mean? Mine was a mixture of like H&M, and I know they got a bad rap for the ad that they had ran or whatever. And it was a couple other like high-end street, you know, fashion, but not too far up there. You know, it was kind of like in the middle. You know what I mean? So it was like them kind of dudes. You know, I always wore Vans. You know, I've always been a skinny jean dude. You know what I mean? Like, I've always rocked that type of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm like in a skinny cap because that's my, you know, weight size. You know what I mean? I'm in the welterweight division or whatever. But What brand got you out there? You know, currently, right now, what brand are you rocking and, like, you just, like, committed to? Or are you just, like, all over the place? Right now, I'm currently rocking Billionaire Boys Club. Yo, shout out to Pharrell Williams, man. For real. And what creative direction do you take when creating your own brand and your own clothing? You know what I mean? Who is your biggest? Is it Supreme? Is it Kith? You know what I mean? Who is it? Is it Kanye right now? He was killing the fashion game for a minute. Still is. Everybody's rocking him. But his theme is like died down. You know what I mean? And right now I'm still looking for that big wave to come of like fashion. You know what I mean? Because before it was what? Fitted hats. And then went to what? Snapbacks. And then it went to, you know, dad hats. Now right now it's just kind of like stagnant. Everybody's just like sitting back waiting for like that thing to happen. And that's what I noticed too. Waves of fashion. You know what I mean? And this is another thing. If you don't catch that first wave, cool. You know what I mean? Say your duck is for that next one to come out. You know what I mean? Or you create the next one. That's what I find myself doing, is like thinking ahead of the curve instead of trying to catch up to it or be right up on it. I'm like, fuck it. Let me create this wave so everybody can jump on. You know what I mean? And what do you think will be like the next big wave in fashion? You know what I mean? Can you predict it? Can your mind's eye see that far into the future? And if it can, shit, man, you're a wizard. You know what I mean? Think about it, man. All you need is a hat. For real. And what inspired you to get into fashion, too, in the first place? I know we asked this question earlier, but what inspires you? And what do you think you look good in? What do you think people will look good in if you made it? Will they wear it? And having confidence in your style, in the clothing that you pick, the fabric, the cut, the colors. You know what I mean? It all comes down to that. And trust me, this stuff ain't cheap either. You got to have like a little budget on you to be able to do stuff. Trust. I remember I was watching a YouTube video up on this, and you know, cut and sew, and I was like, oh, they was like, oh no, cut and sew, you're not ready for that, just stick to the like the t-shirts with the logo, and you know what I mean, like screen print, and just go get your hats, you know what I mean, and stick it right there. You can do it like that. That's true, right? I was like, man, that's true, but I want a little bit more. I want my stuff to feel what, authentic, because anybody can go downtown LA, pick up a jogger suit and sew some shit on there and say, hey yo, this is the hottest shit, through marketing from like your Facebook or Instagram account. But when you get it, do you really felt like you got something of value? That's my whole thing, man. My thing is like quality over quantity. You know what I mean? And you got to know the difference. If you don't know the difference, go look up in a dictionary. You know what I mean? Go find you a thesaurus so you can, you know what I mean, figure it out. But that's my whole thing, is quality over quantity, man. Are you being fooled by the label? Or is it really authentic and is it going to last? Because you can buy some shit, wash it, and the next day you're like, man, I just wasted motherfucking $50 on this bullshit. You know what I mean? I know I would be, man. I'd be fucking pissed. Anyways, once again, who inspires you? Is your mother? Is your father? Was it a rapper? Was it another fashionista? I mean, to get you into to fashion game. Because I know for me, once again, it's my mom's. You know what I mean? And I just kept on pushing the envelope when I got a little bit more money in my hands and being confident too. And I draw a lot of my stuff from Japan. I'm talking about half of like my ideas for my fashion come from Japan. Once again, fashion has got its own pulse out there, so to speak. If it has its own pulse, you know what I mean? It like fashion breathes on its own out there. So think about that. Does your fashion breathe? Does it have its own life? Are you bringing what you're making to life? And I'm not just talking about in the thread sense. I'm not talking about, you know, like, oh, I bought this and I slapped a name on it. No. Does it speak to people? Does people feel like alive when they wear it? Is your own fashion alive? You know what I mean? For real. Is it breathing? Does it have its own heartbeat? Because you got yours, but is your clothing got its own heartbeat? Does it take a life of its own through its own creativity? When you create it, then it inspires you to create even more. That's the thing right there. Anyways, you rock with the Plug Radio Show. I'm your boy, Sir. Ha ha.
The Plug Radio LA, this is Jesse Ray calling in from Temp Radio to say thank you for the favorite. I appreciate the love of support, and I just wanted to let you know that you have mine as well, so keep it up. The Plug Radio LA, this is Jesse Ray calling in from Temp Radio to say thank you for the favorite. I appreciate the love of support, and I just wanted to let you know that you have mine as well, so keep it up.
Yo, it's your boy Sir, and you're rocking with the Plug Radio Show. Welcome back to it. And we're going to switch it up right now in this segment, another conversation, okay? We're going to talk interior decorating. So when people walk into your spot, what does it say to them? What are you conveying? You know what I mean? when they walk up into your house, when they walk into your apartment, what is it saying? What is your living standards speaking to other people? You know, let me go ahead and start off the conversation. For me, when somebody walks in here, I want you to feel like you're in a semi-gallery. You know what I mean? Like a creative space. And I made this thing up in my mind a long time ago where TVs were going to be illegal in my apartment. And they are. You know what I mean? I don't have a TV in my apartment whatsoever. I got paintings on the wall. I got flags hanging up. I got my personal art on the wall. I got my computer with my monitors, you know, set up and everything like this. So when you walk in here, you know, like, damn, this dude means fucking business. And it's like, yeah, I mean business. You know what I mean? I'm a creative. I'm a creative thinker. I'm a creative maker, you know? And sometimes everything I make don't always get completed, but I still put it out there knowing that, you know, the juices are still running. Seriously. When you walk into my spot, you can't help but to get inspired. You know what I mean? You can't help but to look like, damn, I want to make something in here. Let's do it right now. You know, like right now. So if I walk into your spot right now, is your spot saying what you portray or what you talk about? You know what I mean? Because the outside talks about the inside as well as the inside talks about the outside. You know what I mean? And vice versa. They go hand in hand. You see what I'm saying? So is it really, you know, is your spot really talking to you? Is it really talking to other people when you walk in? Or you look, is it pushing people to go harder because they, you know, secretly that you ahead? Or is it, you know, how is your feng shui? Or are you more of a business type? Are you set up with like the MacBook, everything's clean? You know what I mean? Or you a minimalist? Or you a pack rat? Hey, I know I got some pack rats out there. You know what I mean? You want to just keep everything inside, every little paper, every little detail of, you know, whatever. I know my mom, she was a pack rat. You know what I mean? My sister in time came a pack rat. And I thought to myself, yo, when it's time to fucking move, I'm not touching your stuff because it's a whole lot of junk. You know what I mean? But, you know, women, they always want you to, you know, move their stuff too. And like, oh, you know, we'll go down that rabbit hole later. But once again, what does your feng shui portray? You know, I know mine. Once again, it's art. When you walk up in this place, I got like paintings all over the place in here. You know, that's what I like to spend my money on, is like paintings and stuff like that. Some people, like, they spend their money up on sneakers, you know what I mean? Also like my fashion. Some people just take all their money, yo, shoes, bam, you know what I mean? And that's like half the demographic of women. I'm not trying to make it out into a statistic, you know, ain't nothing like that. So don't come out my, you know, don't come out my head with the, you know, with the knives and stuff like this just yet. But, you know, even ladies, what I notice between guys and girls, you know what I mean, or men and women, excuse me, is that men were, it's more like a caveman situation. Women create their stuff to be very, very comfortable. I'm saying, when you walk up into a woman's house and you know she got her feng shui on, you know, she dressed right, she looked right, you know, she got a career popping. When you walk into her freaking spot and you feel like that warmth, like, damn, I don't want to leave, then you know she got her feng shui popping. Because you walk in, it's warm, it's clean, it smell good. You know what I mean? She creates like, it's like a nest. You know what I mean? It's like automatically you just want to like, you know, take off your shoes and take off your jacket and like lounge. You know what I mean? She creates space where the stress on your back of the day is gone instantly. That's what feng shui. So how does your living quarters, your living, you know, standards fit up to what you're talking about as well? Because we all could talk a good game, but when you walk up in there, it ain't, you know, it ain't looking like what the fuck they was advertising. You know what I mean? So think about that, man. I think about that too. Everything from the rugs to the plugs, you know what I'm saying, to the ceiling fan. You know, I look at that stuff, especially the bedspread. That's important too. How comfortable, you know, you think that person's bed might be. I'm just saying, okay, we're taking a little bit too far. Let me go ahead and pull it back. Let me pull it back. Anyways, yo, you rocking with your boy, sir. And this is a Plug Radio Show LA. All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to get back at y'all. Yo, what up? It's your boy, sir, a.k.a. Edisos, and you rocking with the Plug Radio LA. And we back at it. Okay, we're talking art, fashion, creative, genius, mindset, whatever you want to talk about here at the Plug Radio. And we're going to continue on this topic of interior decorating, interior design. So, what does your body say about you? Is your interior decorating of your body put into order? Now, that's a heavy thought, I think. Meaning, internally, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, is everything decorated? How are you decorating yourself internally? Are you hanging up good thoughts in your mind? Are you, you know, hanging up good thoughts in your body and stuff like this? What does your inside say? You know what I mean? How are you decorating that thing? How are you decorating the inside of your mind? Or is it like goons and goblins hanging from the ceiling and shit running around all chaos? You know what I mean? Talk to me. How do you portray your art? Is that how you portray your art? Does your art reflect what's going on inside of your mind? Talk to you, boy. This is Sir, a.k.a. Edisoz, The Plug Radio. And let me go ahead and start the conversation. For me, it's basically good. You know what I mean? Now, some crazy thoughts are creeping in there from time to time. But for the most part, I'm thinking positive, you know, having faith, thinking about the future, you know, thinking good thoughts, you know, really focusing in on what I want. So my interior decorating on my in my mind and my body, I would say, is like 70% positive. You know, the other 30%, you know, worry is hung up in there a little bit, you know, a little bit of doubt, sprinkle of that, a little dash of uncertainty. But I think that comes with everybody, you know what I mean? And this is the thing, you'll never be 100% perfect, but you get close to it. And I think that's what really matters. As long as you got close to it, that 99.9%, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, the lighting is pretty good inside of my head. You know, all the light bulbs and stuff like that are going off, as well as in my own apartment. You know, so yeah. How are you decorating your mind? Are you decorating with books? Are you decorating with pictures from Instagram? Are you decorating it with, you know what I mean, magazines? Or is it like a whole lot of porn in there? You know, how are you decorating your mind? You know, what pictures are you hanging up? What, you know, to really think about? You know, what kind of thoughts are you thinking about? How are you decorating that thing? You decorating with jealousy, envy, lust, insecurity. You know what I mean? Now, there's some heavy thoughts and stuff like that. Now, we're still talking about interior decorating, design, hanging up stuff, rugs and stuff like this. You know, carpet, you know, kitchenettes and stuff like that, and how you want it. This is the same thing. Because as you think it, so shall be, right? So, hey, that's how I look at things. You know what I mean? That's how I portray things. You know, and I think that if you decorate your mind right, I think your apartment will come out straight. You know what I mean? If you, I think if you keep your apartment the way how you see it inside of your mind, everything runs smooth. You know? Because you ever, because I notice with myself, right? I walk in and like some things would be out of order. And I'm like, damn. And when those couple of things are out of order, my room is messy or something like that, I feel like my life is out of order. But as soon as I clean it up, it's like, okay, now I'm back. You know what I mean? I could think straight. I don't know. Do you ever think like that out there? Yo, let me know. This is your boy, Sir, a.k.a. Edisoz on the Plug Radio LA. And, you know, this topic of conversation is pretty interesting, I think. So tell me what you think. You know, hit us up. And we'll talk to you here in a minute. All right? Your boy, Sir, gone. Yo, what up? And we back. It's your boy, Sir, a.k.a. Edisoz on the Plug Radio LA. And we're talking creativity, everything from fashion to food to architectural work to sculpting to whatever you name it. You know what I mean? Writing, poetry, it's all creative over here. Every topic we talk about, we get deep, we get raw, and we get real. All right? And so we're just going to jump right back into it. So, as the week is coming to a close, what do you people out there got going on for the weekend? You know what I mean? Are you staying diligent and staying on your hustle? Or are you going, you know, go out there and party a little bit, let your hair down? What is it? How do you like to relax? Or are you going to stay up on, like I said, your hustle? You know, and stay creating and stuff like that. And get ahead of the herd, if you will, with your creative outlet. And what is your creative outlet? Is it art? Poetry? Is it painting? You know, is it photography? Videography? Or are you an editor? Whatever it is. You know, whatever you came to LA to do, are you doing that? You know what I mean? Because so many people come to LA and forget because they get caught up in the job and having to pay bills and stuff like that. So they kind of like put everything on the back burner and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll get back to it later, and then later never comes. So what is it? You know, and when you're feeling uninspired, what's the thing that can definitely jumpstart your juices again? For me, let me go ahead and start off the conversation. For me, it's just being around anything cultural, you know, as far as the Japanese culture, Indian culture, anything that really catches my eye that's out of the ordinary. And travel is a big one too. If I travel somewhere and I see something super dope, I make a mental note or I take a picture of it, you know? And I find myself going to Pinterest a lot, where like a lot of creators post their stuff, and there's some really great stuff out there, you know? And for me, that's like one of the most important things right there, is just staying creative. Constantly thinking outside of the box and not conforming. You know what I mean? Because once you start to conform, you start to see your work become like everybody else's. And that's not what you're here for. You're here to bravely express what you was put on this earth here to do, you know, and do it without fear. And so many of us, including myself sometimes, allow that to creep in and allow that to dictate where we take our art or how far we take our expressions of our art. You know, because that's all it is, an outer extension of who we are. If you ever forgot that, that's a reminder right there, you know. And are you putting in time? You know, for me, I know I just got back into it. Being honest, this is raw and real. I just got back into it. And guess what? It feels good. I got a call from my cousin earlier. And I was taking a train, the metro, to the house right now. You know, I was taking a metro. And he was like, cuz, I just want to call you and, like, you know, congratulate you on, like, you know, doing your art. I was like, oh, word, thanks. But he took it even further. He says, I see that you're really calm and I can see who you really are when you create. And I was like, damn. And that unlocked something in my brain. You know what I mean? Like something that was holding me back. It helped unlock that block. You know what I mean? And it helped me move forward. You know what I mean? You ever feel like chained down in your mind? You know what I mean? Because you got so many influences, so many people, and so many things you got to follow. And you feel like you got so many things holding, you know, to follow. But then at the same time, you're holding yourself back. You know what I mean? And it's not people or decisions, it's just yourself. You know what I mean? Because you're so self-conscious sometimes. You're like, oh, you know, I don't want to cook today because I don't think my dish would be good. And now everything's been cooked. That's not true. Your spin and your flavor on it can make that bowl of noodle the best thing popping. You know what I mean? And then guess what? Somebody's walking up to you ready to invest. You never know. So go ahead and put it out there. Make it well known about who you are and what you do and how you do it, you know, and put your own flavor and spin on it, you know what I mean? I don't care if it's fashion, shoes, socks, whatever, underwear, you know. And a big thing popping right now is gym fashion, you know. That's been popping, but it's getting even more big, you know. So that's something to think about too. You think your idea's been done, it's been oversaturated. No, you just gotta find a part of the market that's gonna help you, or you're gonna help that part of the market, you know what I mean? Because everybody got something to offer. You just got to find your niche. And that's what it is. So stay encouraged about your creativity. Stay focused. You know, and don't worry about everybody. Just make the best shit that you can for you. Seriously. Yo, this is your boy, Sir. This is a Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected. Okay, we're going to take a little quick break and get into some other stuff. All right. Go on. Yo, what up? We back, Plug Radio LA, and I'm your boy, Sir, aka Edisoz on Instagram. And we're still talking creativity. Now, how creative can you get on the spot? And that's what I want to ask. How creative can you get on the spot? If you were put into a scenario situation, how creative can you get? You know how we find ourselves telling everybody else how to deal with a situation, but when it comes down to our own, we fidget back. We kind of like nudge back, you know what I mean? But if you really said what was on your mind in a slick and creative way, would you get in trouble? Would your creativity even boost you to where you're supposed to be or where you desire to be? It's all about creativity. You're listening to The Plug Radio LA, and I'm your boy, Sir, aka Edisoz, and let's talk about this. So, I've thought about this many a times over in my own head. How creative can I get in a spare moment of time? The allotted moment of time that I have, how creative can I get? How fast can I convince this person to look at me, trust me, and to invest either time, money, or attention to me? I've always thought about that. If I really said what was on my mind, can I really get this person to do what I said? Or convince them to agree with me? Or change their mind completely. Because I thought of some crazy shit, just like on the spot. You know what I mean? You ever had like a wild ass thought that you said, you know what, if I had the chance, I would tell my boss this. But then it'd be the complete opposite. I wonder, I'm just putting it out there. I'm pretty sure you guys wonder too. What would happen if you said exactly, I'm not talking about like in a nasty, snarly, you know, I'm going to get back at you way. I'm talking about it. Creative, slick, you know you right, you know he's wrong, but you put it so nicely that he's like, damn, I can't hold this dude, I can't be mad at him because he's telling the truth, and the way he said it to me is so damn good, I can't help but to like him. That's what I'm talking about right there, and I think that's a key, an unlock right there in itself, you know what I mean? So let me give an analogy. So you're at work or something like that, and you know, your boss comes up to you and says, you know, you did this, that, and the third. So you say, what? What's the answer? Oh, I apologize. You know, that'll never happen again. You know, I was out of line. I let my emotions get the best of me. So you rewind that. You rewind it. You rewind it. What if you said, well, you know what? It really wasn't my fault. Unfortunately, you hired an incomprehensive dickhead to put over all of your employees. Now, in my opinion, sir, if you want things to run a lot smoother around here, you put me in charge. That way, you won't have these problems. But do we really say stuff like that? Nah. Once again, these are just scenarios and stuff like that. Maybe that was a bad analogy. Maybe it was a good one. Tell me what you think. You rocking with the Plug Radio LA. I'm Sir, aka Edisos on Instagram. And we at it. You know what I mean? Using your creativity. Or looking at a piece of fashion and saying, you know what? That looks plain. But telling the person, yeah, it looks good. But what you really want to say is, you know what? I think you should have did this, that, and the third. I think the highlights of her hair should have been like this. Or her nails should have been cut down a little bit shorter. Or even, you know what? I like those jeans, but it don't work with those sneakers. You see what I'm saying? It's all relevant. It's all art. It's all creativity. Even with you architects out there looking at building plans and stuff like that. You know what? I like this. But I don't think these type of stairs will work with this type of building. You know what I mean? Marble mixed with this kind of grout wall, you know what I mean? Like, or wood or bamboo, whatever your whole flow is. You know what I mean? We're talking about it all. Even food. You know what I mean? You secret chefs out there cooking up, you know what I mean? Some danger for our taste buds. Danger meaning a good thing. Just secretly holding back. And are you secretly holding back on your craft and your creativity? Talk to us. This is the Plug Radio LA, and I'm your boy Sir, aka Edisos on Instagram. Let us know what you think. You know what I mean? And don't be ghosting, you know, high and, you know, Pac-Maning on yourself. You know what I mean? Because if you're Pac-Maning, then you're Pac-Maning the rest of the world, and we need that out here. You know what I mean? Because there's too many Mr. Me Too's, in the words of Pharrell's old school song. You know what I mean? There's too many me, mine, eyes. I'm just like him, so I'm relevant too. Anyways, rocking with the Plug Radio LA, sir. Back, it's your boy Sir, aka Edisos on Instagram. You're listening to the Plug Radio LA. Yo, in our next topic of conversation, it's gonna be about love. I don't hear people talking about this subject too much nowadays. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Once again, it's your boy Sir, and you're listening to the Plug Radio LA. Topic of conversation, love. Okay, now I'm a Leo. Shout out to all the Leos. Yo, shout out to my co-host, this jockey, man of the fucking year, creative, gentleman, dynamite. It's my man Kadesh. Shout out to my man. He's a fellow Leo just like me, so I know he's gonna rip this topic apart when he gets his hands on it, if he chooses to. So, okay, let's dive into it. Love, when was the last time you fell in love? I'm talking about head over heels, gentlemen. This part is not for the girls. We're gonna come to y'all later. But I'm talking about gentlemen, men, guys, fellas, my fellow compadres, you know, my friend, my niggas, you know, hardcore thugs and all that. When was the last time you fell in love? I'm talking about like head over heels for a person and you really was digging that person. What feelings did you show towards that person that you loved? Was it through gifts? Was it through, you know, your actions? Was it verbal? I'm talking about love. You know what I mean? And I love to love. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's missing in the topics of conversation and today's conversations. You know what I mean? Last time I really fell in love, I super fell in love, was back in 2011, I believe. No, 2010. Yeah, 2010, 2011 time frame. Fell in love with this woman, and I mean, man, it wasn't nothing I wouldn't do for her. I'm talking about, like, I traveled to countries to go see this woman. That's the type of love I'm talking about, head over heels. And you're like, man, I can't do without you, and she feels the same way. And it's just like a magnetic pull, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about, you know, baby love and stuff like that. I'm talking about a magnetic pull, like, I'll do anything for this motherfucker. And you receive the same thing back. And I remember the first time I fell in love, right? It was with this chick named Ashley. Oh, it was high school love, right? And cousin had introduced us. Everything was going smooth, you know what I mean? Throughout the school year, you know, summer had came and gone or whatever. You know what I mean? I was whipping or whatever. You know, I had my little bucket. You know, it's high school still. So, had my little bucket. Come senior year, you know what I mean? Long story short, she plays you, boy. I was heartbroken, nigga. I was devastated. I'm talking about if Ashley told me to make $1 million, I said I'll be right back. I'm talking about that type of love. And if you've never been in that type of love, man, you're missing out, man. So long story short, she ended up with somebody else. You know, she got a couple kids now. Second time I fell in love was with this chick named Tia. Oh, summer love. After high school, right? Senior year, graduated, boom, by the bip. You know what I mean? I hooked up with this chick. It didn't really work out. She was like, hey, why don't you talk to my cousin? I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? I just got over Ashley. I was like, I need something in my life. Met up with Tia. Hooked up with her, right? Man, can I tell you. Fell in love with Tia. She said she was one of the finer things in life. And at the time, the big rims and spinners and stuff like that, box Chevys was popping. You can tell my age. So she wanted all that. And I said, I got you. But I wasn't going to get it with like drug done and nothing like that. But I was mad in love with chick, right? I was mad in love with shorty. So I went off and I got a job. You know what I'm saying? I said, hey, babe, don't worry. I got the money at the end of the month. I got you. We're going to go shopping at the mall. Don't trip. We're going to do, you know, movies and all that shit. You know, I'm still young. You know what I mean? I'm a young man. So I'm just trying to, you know, show up. Man, she, you know, I go to work. I come back, man, you know, a couple weeks later. And this is a week, nigga, not months. A couple weeks, man. She ended up with somebody else. Baller, you know what I mean? Or so-called baller. He was a drug dealer, whatever. He got busted. He goes down. She ended up broke. Long story short, you know, already know how that ends. And I ended up seeing her at a party one time. And she like, remember me? We a little bit older. I was like, nah, I'm cool, fam. She was flabbergasted and took him back. And I was like, well, moral of the story is you gotta have patience. So, the whole point of that was falling in love. It's a hell of a fucking thing. Have you ever fell in love? And how hard and how far did you fall? It's your boy, Sir, Plug Radio LA. Ah. Yo, what up? You're listening to the Plug Radio LA. And I'm your boy, Sir, aka Edisodes. Back on the topic of love. Okay, now this is for the ladies. This is the second part. Okay, this is part two. Don't worry, I put it in the description. Okay, now ladies, I've been in love before, okay, and I can tell you, women go through a whole lot of stuff, okay, when they fall in love, when they head over heels, when they just don't know what to do with themselves, so on and so forth, okay? So, ladies, wow, I've been in love with a woman before, and I've seen the great lengths that women will go through for a man. You know, I've been in love where a woman was cooking, cleaning, washing my clothes and all of that. And I appreciated her, but, you know, I reciprocated with like dinner dates and like Valentine's Day. Yo, shout out to all the Valentine's daters out there. You know what I mean? Valentine's Day is in what, like 6 days? Today's the 8th, 6 days? Yeah, 6 days. Damn, my math is on point. Anyways, yo, happy anniversary. happy belated birthdays, happy birthdays, happy marriages out there. If you're all into all that, if you're into that, cool, yo, more power to you. Anyways, ladies falling in love, I've seen a woman's power when she's falling in love, and it's spellbinding, meaning it is eye captivating, meaning it will hold your attention and it would, you know, gut wrench you. You know what I mean? It's a gut wrencher because a woman's love is so powerful. It can literally change you. I've been in love before, very deeply. I told you guys this before. You know what I mean? My last relationship, I was in deep, deep love. And a woman's love will change you. But if you resist that change, it can be devastating to your character. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a closer look. For me, and as an example, let's dissect my life real quick. I was in love with this woman, and she knew what was better for me, I guess, quote unquote. And I resisted it, and in due time, I was finding out that I was resisting the natural thing that I was supposed to be doing in the first place. Ah, now we're getting deep on the Plug Radio Show LA. I'm your boy, Sir, a.k.a. Edisos on Instagram. So, gentlemen, allow that woman to love you. Allow that woman to enter into your world that you have so guarded, and to make suggestions, not change you, make suggestions. You look at what she's talking about and accept some of those things for you to change. It's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? A woman's love is not a bad thing. A woman loving you is not horrible. It's the fact that you've been taught to reject it, and that's sad. You know, that's the very fiber and the very thing and a very light and a very jewel, gem, and diamond that we need as individuals, you know, is a woman's love. Your mom loves you, you accept her love, and you see how valuable that is. Now imagine a woman coming into your life and loving you just for you, wanting to dial you up to make you hotter. Can you accept that? A woman's love is enduring, man. It's crazy, man. Seriously. A woman loved me so much, to the point to where she damn near drive herself crazy. And I almost drove myself crazy over her. And that's why I had to break things off. But, you know, that's just my story. But through my experiences of falling in love, I can tell you a couple things here on the Plug Radio LA. Is that when you fall in love, it unlocks something in you. It makes you vulnerable in places that you're embarrassed about. But with that woman that you're falling in love with, you don't have to be embarrassed. There's no such thing as being embarrassed, you know, because you trust her. And she's not going to go and run and tell every, you know, Jane in the fucking nail shop or the beauty parlor. No, unless you got a good one, you know. And you know when you got a good one. You know you got a good one when you can't resist picking up that phone call or answering that text or, you know, sending a picture or even let her know where you're at. You're not whipped. You're just understandable. And that's another thing that I want to bring up. And that's going to segue into what I want to talk about. Welcome to the Plug Radio LA. This is your boy, Sir, a.k.a. Edisos. And you're listening to the Plug Radio LA podcast. Dealing with my sisters. I love you, ladies. We're going to get into that in a minute. Hey, listen. Hopefully you're enjoying this topic. Leave a like, subscribe, and yeah. Welcome back to the Plug Radio LA, it's your man, Sir, a.k.a. Edisos on Instagram, and we're talking about love. We're going to segue right into the topic of conversation, which is women, specifically black women, my sisters, my queens, my loves, the comforters of my mind. Now, let's get right into it. Black women are portrayed as hard, loud, nasty, obnoxious. You're supposed to use them all that. No, check this out. What needs to happen from my perspective, and this is my thing. This is what needs to happen. And this is my opinion too. Is that black women, my sisters, my queens, my loves, need to be more nurtured and understood. They need to be comforted. Okay, gentlemen, we're still talking about love, all right? Remember that. We're still talking about that. They need to be comforted, loved, nurtured, held, understood. And that's the biggest thing, not from your perspective, but from her perspective. She's out there just like you every single day, grinding, getting it in, you know, battling the same things you're battling, but with extra added baggage, okay? They have breasts, they have a vagina. So you have to understand the fact that they're dealing with a lot more pressure, okay? And this is my experience and perspective as far as my sisters go. And I love y'all so much. A woman, a black woman, loving on you black men or just men out there, Asian, white, Indian, Hispanic, you know what I mean? If I forgot your demographic, hey, don't feel left out. Is that what you have to do is understand, take the time and patience to dissect and read in between the lines of what she's saying. Some things are direct and some things you have to read in between the line with, okay? Because there's been such a hard knot label placed upon her that you have to understand. And I love black women. They are the key to a black man's mind. What do I mean by that? She is there to unlock and to nurture the black guy, okay? I don't mean to get all pro-black and all that, and that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying specifically, okay? We're talking about love. And once you allow a black woman to love you, oh my God, it is the most beautiful thing. A black woman has powers, okay? She has magic that will boost you. And if you allow that, you know, sorcery to kind of like guide you, because a man has a business plan, the woman is to fill that plan. And if she knows what she's doing, she's going to guide it in the right direction, okay? She's going to take everything and make sure it's in its proper place behind you, all right? Black women, I understand that we don't understand you as much as we should, but I have come to understand in my plus years of living on this earth to understand you. Be calm, be patient, be understanding, really sit and listen to what you have to say. It is spellbinding how my sisters out there can take what you're saying and see the future. But men, it's a responsibility on our part to explain and dissect parts of the plan that she does not understand, so she has a fuller understanding and come together and work hand in hand. You are not over her, she is not under you, and vice versa, it is equal, okay? Everything in life has a balance. So in love, you have to have balance. And if you're not finding that, dump that motherfucker. I'm not saying she is a bad person. I'm saying she might not be the right one for you. The power of a black woman is very powerful. Okay, women's powers are very powerful anyway. So in order to love, understand, be nurtured, being groomed by that is not a bad thing. It's not embarrassing. Most people crave that. Most people's spirits look for that. They're looking for that opportunity to really glow. And once you allow that glow to happen, it is the most beautiful thing. I'm so serious. Black women are the most beautiful things. And I love you guys so much because you push us. You push black men and men of all calibers to do better. And sometimes that push we're afraid of, but you recognize that and you adjust to that. And you're very understanding. And I love that about black women. And I love the fact that black women, just like Cleopatra, can either build or destroy an empire. This is your boy, sir. Welcome to the Plug Radio Show. And that's my time.
What's going on, man? We got a new artist, King, with this new single, Just Bars 2, coming out of Dallas, Texas. Y'all go ahead and give him a ring. Check him out.
Yo, this is your boy, sir, a.k.a. Edisos on Instagram, and that's been my time, y'all. My man Rob is about to pick it up. Listen to him. He's going to be playing some jams. And you've been listening to the Plug Radio Show at Late Podcast. Y'all have been great. Highly appreciate y'all. Catch you next time. Once again, man, Rob is up next, a.k.a. Funny Afro, a.k.a. Man of the Hour, a.k.a. you know what it is. All right, go.
Yo, What's good, bro? It's your boy Rod5X, man. Checking in from Los Angeles, motherfucking California, man. Representing Dallas, Texas. Ag Town, stand up for the one time. Southside specifically, man. Y'all know what it is. But just go ahead checking in, man, at the Radio Plug LA. We will be at All-Star Weekend next weekend, February 15th through the 17th. It's going to be a fun experience, man. We're going to be there with the team. Have some great interviews. Interviewing a couple artists and a couple DJs and some high-name public figures. So I'm not going to ruin the surprises for y'all yet. That's something for y'all to see. But it's going to be a great night. You know, it's going to be actually a great weekend, rather. We're looking forward to it. Me and my team, we're going to be there at All-Star Weekend just having fun, man. You know, it's going to be parties, food, females, lead, and it's LA. I mean, you're going to get it all in one. So we're real excited about that. We have a couple artists coming up here within the next couple weeks. And, up-and-coming artists, we have King coming up from Dallas, Texas. And then shout out to the Rose Blunt girl coming out to LA next weekend. We're going to have her on the show, too, as well. So, tune in, on all social media handles, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. is at the Radio Plug LA, except for Twitter, it's Radio Plug LA 1. So, we're real excited for the opportunity that we're getting, to grow and expand, and it's going to be a fun experience, and I just can't wait to get it all started. Shout out to the team, Sir Edward Zale, everybody, so Lean, Christian, I mean, the whole team, it doesn't stop with just one man. This is a team effort that we're doing, and we're looking to build and brand and expand on everything. So this is my first segment. I just want to go ahead, let y'all know the gist of everything we'll be doing out here, man. And be ready to take off. So if you ain't with us now, man, don't be with us when we popping. So just wanted to come and check in with y'all, man. So y'all stay blessed and y'all keep it up.
My name is Sir. It's been great, aka Edisos on Instagram. And I want to say thank you and good night. And next part of our segment is going to be Rob, a.k.a. Big Afro, a.k.a. Big Texas. All right. You have been listening to The Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected. We love y'all, and I want to thank y'all. Follow us on Instagram at The Plug Radio LA and on Facebook. All right. Be on the lookout for Season 4 on YouTube for new and dynamic cuts, funny moments, and behind the scene footage. Once again, this is your boy Sir, aka Edisos, and you've been listening to The Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged in and you stay connected. All right, I love y'all. Good night.